served on the cob is called
corn on the cob.
Did you ever call it anything else? Roast.
Roastneer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the top of a corn stalk
is the tassel.
And the part of an ear of corn that you have to remove before you.
The silk.
Yeah. And a kind of thing that grows out in the garden and kids like to hollow out and carve at Halloween.
Pumpkin.
All right. And something else that grows out there that are kind of related to that. They're different shapes, though, and smaller.
Oh, kind of a related. Squash.
You know what different kinds of those are? Could you just think of a couple?
We have acorn squash and crookneck squash. And
How about some melons that grow?
Muskmelon, watermelon.
Are there different kinds of
cantaloupe?
Is cantaloupe muskmelon different?
I don't really know. I've wondered that myself. The cantaloupe that we buy in the store is smaller and sweeter, but
they're both orange inside, kind of.
Yes. But people here grow muskmelon. Sometimes they're long and yellow on the outside, mm-hmm. and then they grow those round ones that look like the cantaloupe you get in the store. I really don't know the difference in cantaloupe and muskmelon.
Okay, that's good, honest response. How about this right here? Something
that's a mushroom.
All right, and the ones that you can't eat are called.
They're non-edible.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, toadstools.
Sure, that's what I meant. If you had something caught in your throat, you'd say, I couldn't
swallow.
And I'd say, can you do this? And you'd say, no, I
can't.
All right. And you'd say, I'm tired because I, all day today,
I worked all day.
What about the use of done worked as a folk
done work
expression? He done worked.
Well, now I've heard that.
All day. And the opposite of ought to do something is?
Ought not. Oughtn't.
Okay. And I'd say, will you do this? And you say, no, I.
I shouldn't.
Or I.
I oughtn't. I won't.
Sure. And if someone was, a friend of yours was standing by while you were doing some work, and didn't help you, and when you were all finished, you might look over at the person and say, well, you...
You didn't help me.
You might... Did you ever use something like, you might have helped me, or you could have helped me?
I feel like saying that, but I didn't.
Well, what might you be thinking to yourself? That's okay.
Well, he could have helped me, or okay. He might have helped me. He could have helped me.
Okay. And if someone says, can you do this? And you say, well, I'm not sure, but I might...
I might. I might try.
How about do it? Put do it on the end.
I might could. I don't think I say that, but I've certainly heard it. I might could do it.
Now that's an interesting.